Ultimately, that's Nun Nomer Aleph. Just that last Gemara again. The Gemara said like this again, what the Mishnah said again, these Chol Misloim Shoben is Bemona Tzuri. You have to pay with the Mona of Tzuri. So the question is, the Gemara says, Mona Tzuri, what does that mean? So Amr Abasi Vasi said it means Mona Shel Tzuri. Vasi says it means the Mona that they use in Tzuri, in that city in Tzuri, the currency they use there, that's the Mona. So Kitzah, the Mona they have there, that was 25 Selah. And a seller, that's about a mona. Mona is 25 seller. Ravami, Omar Ravami says, no, dinri arva. It means this dinner that they use by the Arabs, an Arab dinner. That's what it is. That's what monatsuri means. So Rashi has a cheshbon here, but Taisus says, Taisus learns that Ravasi, Omar, dinri arvi, kleimar, dinri shal arvoi, shove heisloim. One dinner. Like a silver coin is worth 5 sloim. Shaben. That's how much you have to use for pidyon haben. That's what Rami is saying us that this mona tzuri, the Mishnah means, is a dinner arvi. It's an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Istero Sarsio. It's this type of a coin, an old coin of Istero. In place says the pshat that comes from Suri, it's called Istero from Suria. So the Mizdavnen Timno Vidinro. That this type of a coin, 8 of them, are bought for one dinner, for a gold dinner. That's what this coin is. It's timna bedinra. 8 of them you get for one dinner of gold. And chamish menayu, 5 of these coins, is a pidyon haben. That's the pshat from the Mishnah Monetary. It's 5 of these coins is enough for pidyon haben. Now, Rabbi Yechanan says, dinre hadraini. Rabbi Yechanan says, take a dinner from this place, Hadraini, or else Traini. These are names of Rashi says, it means a dinner of a golden coin. Shetvur b'madibei Hadrainus Kaiser, the king Hadrainus, or else for Tuninus Kaiser, the king Tuninus. Take a golden coin from these places. That's what a monetary is. I take a golden coin over here, and he says what? A shifer, that it's rubbed out, it's rubbed off, like a... The Kaiser's thing was rubbed off, and the Mizdavnan b'yesem v'chomi zuz, that you could, but it's bought for 25 zuz. So these coins now are bought for 25 zuz. So what you have to do is, dal minay yishtusa, take off a 6 from it. You take off a 6 from it, then v'hanach v'pidin aben, left over is for pidin aben, that's how much you have to use for pidin aben. But this is like a 6 too much. The take off a 6th value of this coin, that's enough for use for pidyon haben. So Rashi says that Svirulei Sloim Shabachor Heim Sloim Shal Dala Dinner. We know that they have to use 5 Sloim, each seller is worth 5 dinarim. So, and that's a seller Tzuri. So comes out, as it comes out to 5 Sloim, Esrim Dinner. If each seller has 4, and you have to use 5 Sloim, it's 20. So over here, if this coin is 25, you have to take off a 6th. So Mori asked the question, Akati Esrim Nochi Danka Heavy. Even if you take off a 6th, then we have too much. You have more than 20. And all you have to pay now is just 20 seller for pidyon haben. So say now, a seller is 4 dinyan. I mean, so you have to buy 20 dinyan, that's all. And not the, this is more than 20. Rashi says, like Esrim Echad Nochi Danka, if it's 20, one less than 6, because you take a shtus, a 6th out of 24 is 4. So now you're taking off a 6th of 25, it's a little bit, you're paying more than 20. So still you're giving too much. So what's that like this? A dal zuz u shtus. Take off a zuz and a shtus and a 6th. So in the hanak le pidyon haben, left over is what you use for pidyon haben. To have you lu esrim metakli, the metakli dinri. Dini esrim vitimne zuzi o palgo palgo danka. Again, the most of the Erodara the shtus the zuzi. Take off the 6th and a zuz. So I'm a clipping a ben. That's what's used for pitching a ben. So Moshe says, no, still that's not a good cheshbin. Akati still esrim nochi danke heve. If you take off a 6th and a zuz, so you pay, ending up paying less than 20. So again, that's not good. You have to pay 20 dinyan here for pidyon haben. Ella means like this. Dal zuz. First take off one zuz. So this is 25 dinyan. So take off one dinner first. So you're left with only 24 dinrin. Now it's good. Take off a sixth of that. A sixth of 24 is 4. Ushtusa. Ranach l'pidyin haben. And then what's left over is 20 dinrin. That's what you have to pay for pidyin haben. Tevelu esrin mitakle b'makle dinrin. It comes out to be 20 dinrin. That's what you have to use. So this type is a good cheshbon. Yeah. So that's the amount here, it's 20 times here. So 20 times dinrin. The yinun esrin v'tumne zuzi yipalgo palgo danka. That this 20, like times the weight of this dinner, really comes out to be 28 and a half zuz and a half danka. And this would be the cheshbon according to the other, according to the other dinrin. Well, we're paying now with a dinner tzuri, but a regular one would be much more. That's why we only have to pay a mona tzuri. Rashi says, "Yinu esam etim lepagadinki the dinri arvi." You would have cheshbon with the dinri and the arvi used, because the dinri tzuri oisin we had before. Rashi said that the dinri tzuri, seven of them make up 10 dinri arvi. So therefore, 7 tzuris makes up 10. So therefore, take off 7, you make 10 there, so it comes out, this 20 will come out to be 28 dinrin of dinri arvi. So okay, so that's the cheshbon for pidyin haben, you have to take 20 of these dinrin of tzuri. Here. David Moore says, Omar Rava, Seloyim Diraisa. That one, that whenever the Torah says to give a seller, you know what a seller is, it's Tlosa v'tilsa heavy. It's like 3 1/3 dinrin. Like even though we say a seller is 4 dinrin, no, midiraisa, a seller midiraisa comes out to only be 3 1/3 dinrin. That's all. The pasuk says, Esrim gerah shekel. You have to take 20 gerah for the shekel. The targum is Esrim moyin. It's 20 moyin. The tani would learn like this. Sheish more kesef dinner. That's 6 more kesef fit into a dinner. So if it comes out that a seller is a third and a third, 3 1/3, that's what it comes out to. So Rashi has a Gantz Cheshbon. Rashi says, so in the rest were dinner tzurim who betul sevei ye esrim moyin. Yeah, all right. So what the Targum says is 20 more. And we know 6 more makes up 1 dinner. So we say 3 times 6 is 18. And then 2 more is another third. So 3 1/3 mona is enough. 3 1/3 dinrin is enough. Because each dinner is 6 mona. So we have to have 20 more. If esrim is 20, so enough to have 3 1/3 dinrin, that makes up your 20 esrim gera. Esrim gera shekel. So if it's enough to have 3 1/3. So first the question, is that true? Maybe we have a question. The seller shall kodesh. When Torah talks about a seller, it's made up from 48 pundian. Now, a pundian ze mativa, what do you use the pundian for? Kim boy mafrutian. That the pidyon here, this 48, it's an additional to the original amount that you use. It's like when you weigh it out, you shouldn't lose any weight. This is an extra that's added on. Now these 48, really they're 4 dinrin. Because each dinner like contains with 12 pundian. So therefore it comes out that you have to have 4 dinrin for the seller. And not 3 1/3. So Gemara says in Echanami, Bosa di Yosifin Alayu. Here it's talking about after the added on, more to it. After it's been increased in value, once a year, that a sixth was added on to the value of the seller, and that's what comes out to be a seller tzuri. So therefore now, 24 mona comes out that each dinner is 4. So that the, Let's see, Rashi says what? V'halloi seller shakodish, means ha-makdish shadev, y'makdish yifiyad b'shnas ha-yogim, or your padeo beis zeri to be paid this amount of a field, the chamishim sloyim. The Torah's kanim gabi makdish adel kotoni keruch yochin neisa nem tes sloyim. You have to give 49 sloyim. or memtes pundian. Even though the Torah says 50, that's what you have to give the memtes shonim shayehu. For the sala shakosh kolimer v'lom amano memtes pundian. For the sala shakosh memches pundian. It's talking about the kapora based kolimer sorim the chamishim sekel upinion. You give an extra pundian. So he said, you give this extra coin, that's to make sure you're not giving less, you're giving the right amount of silver. You're not taking off any silver. But Rashi says, hachruhu, like when you weigh it, you have to make sure you have the exact amount of weight, you're not losing anything, you're not giving a little bit too less, and maybe the coins were rubbed off. So you're not giving enough silver, so you have to weigh this small coin. Yeah, so Rashi says, nimtza dina yudbeis pundiyin, v'sela aboyim shmoinal, mesela diraisa abod dinrin. It comes off mir that the seller of the rice is 4 dinarin. That's kasha and rova. That rova said the seller of the rice is only a 3 1/3. So that's what the Torah says. Here we're talking about after they added onto it. Rashi says, Mashdin the boss of the sifu lo al seller of the rice. Ha sifu shtus, they added on another 6 to the seller of the rice. The yasu lamida seller tsuri esra viabo moyen. Now they made the seller tsuri 24 moyen. So the chanami now it's 4 dinarin to the seller. Now, how come they added on to it? The Tanya, the Gemara says, Esrim Gera Hashekel. The Pasuk says, Esrim Gera Shekel. Lomadnu Lishekel Shu Esrim Gera. Here it's telling us the Shekel is 20 Gera. On Minayin, how do we know to say though, Shimrotzel Haysev Yosef, if the Rabbonim want to add on more to the coin, make it worth more, they could do it. Talmudim, it says, Yiyah. So, you could make more if you want. Yiyah means, get onto it more if you want to. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yivchesh, you even make it less also. Tam Lema says the word who? Says Rashi says, Bepashas Erchim, Ksiv who? Beseidu Vika Kerak, Ksiv Esrim Geru who? You can't make it less than this. So therefore, when they added onto it, they only add on more, so comes out now with dinner, is 4 sellers, 4 dinner. Yavashi Shodale Shifsa Zuze Lavachoi. Bread within the pigeon aden. Yavashi sent 17 zuz. He sent 17 zuz to Ravacho, to Ravacho bread ravina, because he was a coin for pigeon aden. So Sholva, he sent back to him, Lishdali Mar to Losa Yeserto. You sent me an extra 3? Diikolayu. That is an extra 3, he said back to him. He sent me more than you have to. Like the extra 3rd of the seller, that I sent you too much. So he said back to him, what he said too much, Rashi says, does Rashi, Shnesapra cho yoysa midai, kurova. That Rava says, oh, the rice is a 3 1/3. If so, for 5, so 5 times 3 is 15, and another 3rd, that tulsa din and shtay din comes out to be 2, a little less than 2. So because less than 17, less than 17. So I give you 17, you have to give me back a little bit more. So he said back to him, no, Sholech Lei, Lishtali Mar, Talos Sachrin, Yom, another 3, to Yosifu Elayu, the other rabbi. This was only Midin Torah. But later on, they added on to the Cheshbon. So Yomi now another new, now it comes out to be 20. So Yomi another 3. Omer Rabbi Chanino, call kesef, but Torah stam. Whenever Torah says a payment about kesef, you should know it means seller. When Torah says kesef, it means a seller. That's the payment. A seller. Yeah. And when the Nevi'im talk about payment, Nevi'im is litrin. You have to pay back the value of litrin. Rashi says that means minyan to esen the chomish term is 25 sloyim. The ksuvim, when it says ksuvim, then kintrin. Yes, it says that's meyis sloyim b'chol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Chutz min kasper shel Ephron. Except when it says by Rav Avinu, they paid back the money to Ephron. Shafar pi shekos b'Torah kestam. Even though the Torah says he paid it back 400 kesef, but kintrin, you should know it was kintrin. It wasn't like the Gemara says stam Torah means seller, but here it was the best type of a coin. The Pasuk says, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef, he pays him 400 Shekel Kesef, Oiva La Secher, means that wherever you go, you could use that coin. It says, Oiva La Secher is a currency wherever you go. And therefore, since there's a place, the Gemara says, Vika Duchta, the Kokoa, the Kintra, and Tikla, there are some places that call this Tikla, the seller, or kintra. Therefore, since the pasuk says that Avraham Avinu paid him 400 shekel, that's currency anywhere, but since there's some places the shekel is called kintrim, therefore he gave him this much. Yeah. He says the word kesef here means kintrim was that's worth much more. As she said, it's neyo sloyim b'chol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Not just on 25, but 100. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yechiya. Rashi says bikshu lignois kol kesef zov shabolim. The Chumash wanted to say it's also to use it should be also bano all the gold and silver in the world. Why? If they cast buzahava shayu shlaim, is after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the goyim took out the silver from the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash. So that silver and gold is like belongs to Hamikdash. It's also bano. So therefore, got mixed up in the world. So it thought like all the kesef should be also. So Mora says no. At shemotz lemikra until they found the pasuk in the Torah that says the pasuk in the Chesko that shu muter. You're allowed to use that money. Shem the pasuk says, "Uvoy you bought pritzim, that the goyim came and was poor, was broke off in the base of midrash, v'chiluluhu, and they were mechalit. Mashma they took the kedusha off the money. It was not like lechulin. When the goyim came in, they took off the kedusha. Therefore, the money is mutter to use." So now is the question: Stam, what's the havimina? For the gemara of Yerushalayim, have the rubi the alma, as well as only the money in Yerushalayim that should be also to use, but the rest of the world, like that money, is mutter. So who should go bust all over the world, roll over the money is mutter. Why should I say the money all over is also just because of Yerushalayim? So most of the Nechnami El rather Amar Abai, Abai says like this: Dikshu lignois dinner hadraini and turaini shaifa, that they wanted to say that these type of coins that comes from the case of draini and the case of traina that was rubbed off, they wanted to say these should be yasa. The nativish Yerushalayim, because these were the coins that were used in Yerushalayim, and the Mestama, they were brought into the Lishkan, to the Beis Hamikdash, so they should be Yasa Bano. That's what they thought. At Shemotzel and Nikra, until they found the Pasuk in the Torah, it says, no, Shumuta. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Uvoyu Bo Pritzim, the Goyim came and broke off in the Beis Hamikdash, Vichilalihu, they were Bechal, they took off the Kedusha, off the money. Therefore, it has no Kedusha, therefore, we're allowed to use the money, even these type of coins. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Omer Batera Stam, whenever the Torah says to pay back with Stam Kesef Yishno, it means Kesef Tzuri. In the Rice, whenever you have to pay back, it means this more chosh of a coin. Like Rashi says, whenever it says, Shekel, have a Selet Tzuri, to our Bor Dinrin, that's four Dinrin, like Rabbi Yochanan before said. But Bishel Devrayim, whenever the Rabbanim say you have to pay money, that's Kesef Medina, that's the regular coin, which is 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri, worth much less, only 1/8. So first the question, is it true what you're saying for Klolu, is this a Klal, that every time the Torah says it always means the more expensive one, for a Taina? Is a Shalom when you go and ask, yes, you owe me two things, you owe me two chairs, and you owe my to one. For a Taina, the Chsiv, it says, Ki Yitain Ish Ariyeyo Kesef Akedon Lishmar. I give you, let's say, $2 to watch, two kesef, or two kalim to watch. Utanan, it says, Ushvuas hadayonim, when you come to shout to a bed, and did I say I gave you five chairs to watch? And you said, no, you only took two of them. So, taina shtei kesef, I have to ask you for at least two kesef. So, you see what? It's not that shtei kesef. In the Torah says kesef, shtei kesef, Rashi says, shtei more, means a very small amount of money. Rashi, shtei moyes. Change, so 1/3 of a dinner, even though the pasuk says kesef here, see, it doesn't mean four dinrin, it means the smallest amount of money there is. So you see, kesef stam does not mean the chosh of a four dinrin. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, shani hosam, here by moed of a mixas is much different. The pasuk says, kita nishroyev, it says kesef oi kalim, he gave them money or utensils. So we dash like this, ma kalim, just like kalim means shnayim too. Is asked kesef shnayim. Kesef also means two. Mash many two coins. It doesn't have to be choshev of coins. Any two coins is good. Also ma kesef dava choshev. Just like a coin, even the smallest coin, it's still a dava choshev. It's still something. Is asked kelim dava choshev. It has to be a whole kli, a choshev of kli, not a broken kli. But I call upon him here by taina. Even though it says kesef, here kesef doesn't mean four dinin. It even means a small coin because it's dama. The kesef like kalim, but the more still is the true. I was saying, "Darei Meisa." The pasha of being paid the Meisa Sheni. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, to be able a lot of Maisi Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you can be poured onto money and take the money, so the Tzar to collect the money in your hands and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now Tanan, we learned how poured is Sela b'moyis Maisi Sheni, that you can be poured means change it over from small coins into a Sela. Mashman, originally when you were paid the money, when you were paid your Maisi Sheni, you were poured onto very small coins. And now when you want to take these coins up to Yerushalayim, you could change them over into bigger coins. The Koponim at Smashman, you started out with small coins. You want to go to the bank like, and change over, you get a seller's worth from the money that you have, and the small money. So here you see, you could be paid it onto small money also. You don't need big Mois Atsuri. So now says also, Shani Kesef, I'll tell you, Maisa Shani, Maisa is different. Why? Because Kesef Hebrew, it says the word Kesef a few times. So it's Mar, but not only the Choshev Kesef, but any type of Kesef, eat any small coin you want, you could be paid the Maisa Shani onto it. Yeah. Rashi says, Losa Zimna Ksiv, it says three times in the Parshasim, Kesef, and Asata the Kesef, Asata the Kesef, and Asata the Kesef, Reba Komili. Since Reba, any type of Kesef is good. But still, or a hegdish, the pash, you want to be paid the hegdish. The pasuk says, "V'nosam akesav akomloi." If you want to buy back something of hegdish and be paid to it, because v'nosam akesav, give money. And v'yomash Shmuel, hegdish shava mona, v'hegdish worth a mona, hegdish shava mona, shechilulu al shava pruta. There is mechala on the shava pruta is mechulul. It is mechulul. So you see what, you want to be paid the hegdish, even though it's worth a lot of money, you can use a shava pruta. So chutz akasha, shava pruta is not a mona tzuri. So for instance also, hegdish nami, yalif, kodesh memaisa. So you say, shava, kodesh memaisa, Rashi's b'maisa, sheni Rashi says, ksiv kodesh, v'chol maisa, boka v'tzor, nashi yavo, or the hegdish ksiv, yish ki yakdish, es beisa kodesh. So you say, shava, maisa, hegdish to maisa. So therefore, that's why you can be paid the hegdish, also with less than a monetary. For the most still, by Kedush Isha, when you want to get married, the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinu men kesef, that with Dash, when an Omar Ria goes out, she doesn't have to pay any money. But Mashman is another place where they do have to pay money, that's by Kedusha Kesef, when you get married. So that's one man yom, we learn out Kedushin from this Pasuk. So it says the word kesef here. Still, tonight I'm going to first Mishnah in Kedushin, that they shama yom b'dinner. Or v'shava dinner. If you want to mikdash with a dinner, that's good. That's monatzuri. But a betzulah, remember, pruta v'shava pruta. You don't have to use a choshev monatzuri. It's enough even to use a small copper coin. So say l'chura leima. Let's say revasi diyamika v'shamai. You want to tell me that revasi before they said kol kesef that says in the Torah always means a choshev kesef, a kesef tzuri. L'chura something like v'shamai, not like betzulah. That's a kasha. Usually we pass like betzulah. It's more so true. El rava I yitma. If you learn revasi halacha. This is the way to learn it. That Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Asi, kol kesef kotzuf. Whenever the Torah says the exact amount, how much to pay, like by pitching the ben, it says 5 sloyim. Yeah, then Omer Rav Torah kesef tzuri. Then the Torah's mark has to be choshev a kesef tzuri. But the shaldevrei, whenever the rabbanon say to pay that kesef, that's kesef medina. But Rav Asi meant to say only when the Torah says an amount, how much you have to pay, that's kesef tzuri. So we ask the question, my kamashma, so what do we need a din for? Kanina, we learned that in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shaben, that the Mishnah reconciles all these things, it is a schum. The Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shaben, then it says, Shloishim Shalevet, if you're sure, kills never, Torah says, pay back 30. Then Chomishim Shaloyim, if you're manis a girl, or you're mafato, or moitishemra, the Torah says 50 or 100. So whenever the Torah says a number, the Mishnah says it already. So what do we need Rav Asi for? What's Rav Asi's chiddush here? The Mishnah says this already, that whenever there's a cheshbin of how much money you have to pay, the Torah means with kesef tzuri. So my answer is, I'll tell you, v'shel devreim kesef medin yitzrach lei. Rav Asi's chiddush here, that when the Rabbanim make up the skum to make you pay, there's kesef medin, not a choshev a kesef. The Tanam, I'll bring you proof we learned. Ha'takei l'chaver, somebody blows in somebody's ear, and it does damage to him, he hits him or blows in his ear, so it says Noisim Leisela, he has to pay him a seller. So that's called the Midrabonin. Now the Lord Taim, don't think that this seller means seller Arba Zuzi, it's a seller that's worth for Dinrin, for Zuz, no, and the Pagra de Zuzi, it's enough to be worth even half of a Zuz, that's also called a seller. The Kori Yinsha Sela Pagwa the Zuzah. People call the Sela even half of a Zuz. So you see, when the Rabbanim gave a Cheshbon to pay, their Cheshbon is the smallest amount of money. Their Cheshbon is not a lot. So if a people call it this a Zuz, people call it half a Zuz a Sela. Yeah. And this comes out, this is 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuri. Now the Gemara says, Chona Bisha, once happened Chona, once happened with Chona Bisha, that says he was a bad man, Chona, he says, yeah, Chona Bisha, Tokale Lehu Gavra, he like, hit a man in his ear, so Osla came with Ravuna, they brought him in front of Ravuna, Omalei, Havlei, Pagu, the Zuzi, they told him, go pay him half of his Zuz. That's called the seller with the Rabbonin. It's a Talgo de Zuzi, you have to go pay him. So that one was Zuzi Mochabadei. So this Chana Bisha didn't have a half of a Zuz. All he had was like a beaten up Zuz. He only had one Zuz. Mocha was like crushed down a little bit. And therefore the Lenotik, he couldn't exchange it. Nobody wanted to take it. So nobody would give him a half of a Zuz from it. Like nobody would exchange it for two half of a Zuz. So all he had was just one Zuz to pay with, and you don't have to pay a Zuz, you don't have to pay a Chatzi Zuz. So what did he do? Talk a Le'achrin of Yovna Le'i. He hit him a second time on the other ear, and now he owes him a whole Zuz, so he paid him the Zuz. I call upon him, that's the right here, when the Rabbonin say Kestim, the Rabbonin taka means only a Chatzi Zuz. The Rabbonin's money is not a money Tzuri, it's a money Medina, a small amount of money. It's only a money D'Raisa, that means a lot. And then it says what? Shleishim Shalevid. Or Chamishim Shloim is a Shomafat, the Mishnah says. So a Tzu lovely was have to repeat over again and saying again, Monetzuri. Hotanel says when you raise your Monetzuri. So when it says, Oinus the Moshe Shem Ritzah, that's the Chiddush of here. Because so otherwise, Sakot Adchim, I would have thought to say, Kivun like Sivu Shkolim, the Torah doesn't say clearly 50 Shkolim. Is then I would have thought to say, Zuzibiyam, anything you pay is enough. Kamashma no, the Melech Yalef Madodi, learn that one from the other. And the Torah gives us chum. Whenever the Torah says you have to pay a certain amount, we say that amount always means mona tzuri. So even by Moshe Shem, the Torah just says mona, 100, but doesn't say shkolim, kesef. Still, we learn now since it says a chum. Whenever the Torah says an exact amount, we always say that means mona tzuri. Yeah. This is what chutz min hashkolim. When you pay the machzis hashekel, that you can't give sheva kesef. You have to give dafke shkolim. Tony will learn chutz min hashkolim. When you pay shkolim, you have to give exactly a shekel, a machzis shekel, or ma'aser, who are din by ma'aser also when you pay the ma'aser sheni, and who are din v'rayin, when you buy a korban oil for the oil of Riyah. So shkolim, mitzarfin, shkolim davunis, v'vnei ma'aser derech, that shkolim can only change over to this coin davunis, only because you have to carry it up to the Rishcha. But otherwise, you can't exchange it into any other coins, you would have to give a machzis shekel. You have to take the money with you. You can't take shava kesef, it has to be coins. For Ryan, you buy an oilish riyah. Tan Rabbi Yosef, shlo yovi sigal azara. You know how to bring a sigal, a bad coin, to the azara. Or she says, sigal kesef sigal letvua. Like you can't bring coins that wasn't carved out yet. Like you can't bring some metal based kli. You have to bring a complete matbeya, good coin, you have to use for the Sharia. When you buy the korban, you have to pay money with coins. You can't use stam a piece of metal, like shava kesef, it has to be vidafka kesef. Alright, you'll stop here.